Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Liberty's Last Stand by Stephen Kuntz, performed by Eric G. Dove. To all those persons, wherever they are, who believe in liberty. The oath to be taken by the President on first entering office is specified in Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Prologue. On that third Saturday in August, four separate events came together and snowballed into an avalanche that forever changed life in the United States. The first occurred on a ranch in West Texas, a few minutes after 1 a.m. There was no moon, so the night was dark, enlivened only by a million stars in the clear sky. The ranch belonged to Joseph Robert Hayes, Joe Bob to his friends. For many years, Joe Bob had made a modest living raising cattle on his 22,000-acre spread, but drought and economics finally forced him out of that business. Like the very first Texans, he had no intention of giving up his land, so he decided to try something else. Today the ranch raised African game animals, a dozen varieties of antelope, which rich sportsmen paid Joe Bob serious money to hunt. Why go to Africa to hunt? Africa, with its desperate poverty and brutal Islamic terrorists. Hunt right here in Texas, in the beating heart of the good old U.S. of A. That was what his brochure said that he mailed to anyone who inquired about his ranch. His youngest son was a schoolteacher and had cleaned up the message so it read smoother in the brochures, but this is the way Joe Bob wrote it. Joe Bob also picked up a little money by hosting scout camps on the weekends over the winter, and making sure every camper got to see and photograph some of the exotic species. His ranch adjoined the Rio Grande, the river that formed the boundary between the United States and Mexico, with its poverty, caste system, and systemic corruption. So the poor Mexicans migrated. Over 13 million of them, over a fifth of the Mexican population, had crossed the border illegally in the last 50 years, and were grubbing for work in the United States, usually for minimum wage, or living on welfare and food stamps. Illiterate, unskilled, and usually unable to speak English, they flooded the schools with their children.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?